It's beautiful sounds coming through from Black Diamond. This one is titled Ipanoi, taking us to 15 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on the main switch. 88.1 FM is the frequency. If you can't find us, don't you worry. You can stream us from absolutely anywhere in the world. Hit us up on the World Wide Web, radiosa.org/vow. That is where you can stream us from absolutely anywhere in the world. I did promise you that we have good conversations, and one that I'm about to have is with a very special lady. She goes by the name of Cassandra Perot, and she is the fundraising manager at Adopt a School Foundation. And if you don't know about Adopt a School Foundation, it is a non-profit organization that basically supports the creation and enhancement of a conducive teaching and learning environment, especially within the rural and disadvantaged schools. But today we are talking everything Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation and the commemoration of the 15 years of Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation and what they're going to be doing at Constitutional Hill in a couple of days. But Cassandra, good morning.
Morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Can you please just let us know a little bit about yourself and the job that you do, both for Adopt a School Foundation and the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation? I know I've said a little bit about it, but what is your job there by the foundations?
Perfect. So I'm the fundraising manager for Adopt a School Foundation. Adopt a School Foundation, we're a partner entity of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation. Mm. So the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation was started in 2004 with the idea of fostering an inclusive society in South Africa through education and small business incubation, education development and small business incubation. And that's really done through its four partner entities, which is Adopt a School Foundation, where I'm from, KST, which is also an education entity, the Forum for the Education Trust, which is a small, which is a bursary program, and then to Black Umbrellas, which is a small business incubator. The Adopt a School Foundation and KST look at education development in primary and high schools across the country, and Christchurch University, and then Black Umbrellas is our business incubator. So the idea is that we do development from classroom to boardroom.
All right. I know the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, you mentioned, has been around since 2004. It's commemorating its 15th anniversary this year, and they are presenting a public art exhibition at the Constitutional Hill in Johannesburg from the 21st of November. And a lot of people have been talking about it in and around Johannesburg, in and around Braamfontein. Can you tell us a little bit more about the exhibition and what it is all about and what it aims to achieve?
So the nice thing about the exhibition, it's a public exhibition, so anyone can go while it's open, for the 3 weeks that it's open. There's free entry. As you mentioned, it is at Constitution Hill. The reason why we're doing it is we're doing a couple of events this year to celebrate the 15th year celebration of the foundation, having been around milestones that it's achieved in that time. And when we were talking about what we're going to do to commemorate this, the idea of an exhibition came out because what we said is, this idea of what is an inclusive society is constantly changing, constantly evolving. And we want to spark that debate and that conversation around what are we working towards? What is development? What is an inclusive society? So that's really the idea around the art exhibition, that we would have lots of local talented artists explain art that really talks about what it means to be part of society, what it means to be part of On Main Road, as the exhibition is called, and what it means to be excluded. So that's really the topic that we're looking at covering within the art exhibition. And it gives us scope to have those debates as opposed to drive them ourselves and say, this is how we think. And, it gives people opportunity to say, this is how we view it and this is how we're interpreting it, which is very exciting for us.
So is the exhibition only limited to art lovers? Because I know a lot of people were talking about the event and were like, okay, maybe they're not necessarily as interested in the arts. Is it only limited for people who are interested in the arts?
No, of course not. So what's quite nice is we try to be very diverse in the art that we're introducing. There's fine art, there's painting, there's media, multimedia. There's a range of things that's quite creative and quite different that we've tried to bring together into this exhibition. So even if one type of art is not something that's exciting, another will be. So we're trying to appeal to as many people as possible and to say, and make art accessible, really. A lot of the art's also, you know, for sale, which is really nice as a fundraiser for us. But also what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people excited with art and say that it's very accessible. It's not as expensive and as scary as you think. We're looking at kind of first-time buyers, people that have thought, oh, art's not for me. So we're trying to bring in that youth, that energy, and that diversity in our artwork.
So are any, who are some of the artists, rather, who are going to be showcasing their work? Are they upcoming artists that are going to be there, established artists?
It's a bit of a mix. So some of them are up-and-comers, some of them are quite well-known artists. So it really is a big mix of artists. So some you'll recognize and some you won't, which is quite exciting as well.
All right. How long is the exhibition going to be going for?
It's going for 3 weeks, so it starts this Thursday on the 21st, and then it runs until the 15th of December.
And entry is absolutely free for the next 3 weeks.
Yes, that's right.
Cassandra, thank you so much for talking to us. Where do people get in touch with the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation if they have any inquiries, or maybe Adopt a School Foundation as well? Where can they find you on social media?
Yes, so we're on, all of the entities are on social media. They're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, Twitter, they're also on online through the website. So I can either search Soren Poza Foundation or Adopt a School Foundation, and they'll come up, or Black Umbrellas, or Poza Education Trust, KST, they're on all of the platforms.
All right, Cassandra, thank you so much for talking to us. I'll definitely be attending one of the days. It is happening from the 21st of November for 3 weeks at the Constitutional Hill in Johannesburg. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
That was Cassandra Perot, the fundraising manager from Adopt a School Foundation. And we were talking about the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation's art exhibition that is happening at Constitutional Hill from the 21st of November. This is definitely something you need to be attending, celebrating 15 years of their existence.
Springtime is here. Turn a new leaf with Power FM.